This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. One day after announcing the execution of an anti-government protester, Iranian state media said that Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and other government officials pledged to continue to crack down on unrest within the country. Speaking on Friday at the White House during a press briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that a joint U.S.-Canada statement focused on Iranian officials
connected to human rights abuses, including those committed as part of the ongoing brutal crackdown aimed at denying the Iranian people their human rights and their fundamental freedoms, their fundamental rights. And so we'll continue to support the Iranian people.
Iranian courts have issued at least 10 death sentences for people arrested in connection with the protests. U.S. President Joe Biden has authorized a new round of $275 million in military aid for Ukraine, offering new capabilities to defeat drones and boost air defenses. Again, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Today's announcement also includes critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and Ukraine's artillery.
To counter Russia's surge in missile attacks against Ukraine, the United States has sent sophisticated anti-aircraft NASAMS systems to Ukraine that have been running for a few weeks. And in total, the United States has committed $20 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the Biden administration. Ukrainians say that they are fighting for freedom against an unwanted invader and aggressor. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the situation in key areas in the Donbass are tough. This is VOA News. The UN agency, refugee agency, reports it is stepping up critical aid to thousands of refugees and internally displaced people in conflict-ridden northern Ethiopia. Lisa Schlein reports.
Millions of people, especially in Tigray, have been largely deprived of food, medicine, and other essentials throughout the two-year conflict. Since the peace treaty was signed, UNHCR representative in Ethiopia, Mamadou Dianbald, says his agency and partners have been able to increase the level of assistance and protection within the region. Bald says the UNHCR also is working closely with local authorities in northern Ethiopia to support Ethiopians displaced by the conflict. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of protesters marched in Manila on Saturday, demonstrating against what they said was a rising number of extrajudicial killings and other injustices under the administration of Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. The demonstrators, led by the rights group Karapatlan, gathered at a public square in the capital before marching towards the presidential palace to demand justice for victims. Police estimated around 800 protesters took part in the rally, which coincided with International Human Rights Day. The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Friday that will protect humanitarian assistance from unintended negative impact across all regimes targeted by UN sanctions. At a news conference, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the resolution will have a significant impact on many areas around the world.
Afghanistan, looking at the situation in Syria, looking at the situation in Burma, every single place where we're working and providing support to humanitarian workers will benefit.
The United States and Ireland initiated the text that led the negotiations. 14 council members voted in favor, and only one, India, abstained. Aid groups say that asset freezes and sanctioned regimes can affect their ability to access funds and work with banks to carry out their operations. A former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on the black man's neck was sentenced on Friday to 3.5 years in prison. J. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty in October to a state count of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. Kung was already serving a federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights. When given a chance to address the court, he declined. From Washington, I'm Steve.